Okay, that tells me it's recording. So I'd like to bring to order the Otter Rock Water District Board meeting of March 12th, 2024 to order. We'll have roll call. Paul is absent. Goldhammer,
Here.
Elliker is here, and Lombardi.
Here.
Okay, and Curtis Olson is here from Highland. And
Yep,
also the
sorry for the
Hearts.
black screen.
Great. So, first item on the agenda is approval of the board summary for the previous meeting, which would be February.
I'll motion to approve it.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. I'll vote yes, Eileen.
Yes.
Kelly,
Yes.
motion passes. Reports and updates. That would be Curtis. You're on board.
Well, like I mentioned in the email, February was a very, very quiet month. We didn't do any work for Otter Rock, basically just because of how wet the weather has been. The ground's so saturated. You guys didn't have any emergencies, and it's not cost effective for us to go out and do meter splicing or thing like that. If it takes 50% longer to put in a meter, might as well just wait a few months. It's kind of the direction I've got from the board, and I'm happy to keep it that way. Keeps our guys from getting sick. Yeah, as far as residuals and maintenance, Cody's been keeping an eye on the reservoir level, the chlorine injection level. We had power outage for a few days. I think that was in January. February we were just fine through. So I think you guys were fairly lucky. A couple of neighboring water systems had to deal with the landslides, and they were not
Yeah.
so lucky, but
Yeah, they
as
had
far as I can
several
tell.
things. It was Beverly Beach.
Yeah, Beverly Beach was a gnarly one.
Were you involved with that, Curtis?
I was.
Oh. We've got some boxes at the office. I think they must be from Ferguson. Did you see those, Beth?
I didn't notice those, no.
Yeah, they're sitting outside of the door that goes into the community center. So I'm assuming that's what they are, Curtis. So.
Okay. Be curious to see what they are. I don't think we've sent anything to your district office. Most everything we order, we bring to our warehouse.
What kind of boxes, Eileen?
They're just, well, and we just got an invoice from Ferguson, so I'm assuming they're from Ferguson. I haven't really looked. There's a stack of like four boxes.
Just sitting outside?
No, they're not outside. They're sitting outside the door going into the community center, if from the office into the community center. So they're kind
You mean in the storeroom there?
well, no, they're not in the storeroom. They're just right there before you head towards the storeroom. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
I'll pull the packing slip tomorrow and see what they are. So,
Perfect. Yeah, just shoot me an email. I'd be curious.
okay.
Okay. Any questions for Curtis?
Well,
I don't have anything.
Cool. Beth tells me you guys are looking forward to a week of dry weather. So hopefully we'll get two or three of those in a row and we'll start splicing meters again.
Right, yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
I don't think we've received the invoice. Is that still getting reviewed? Do you know that about that, Curtis?
I do not. I asked Devin twice to make sure it was going to be done before tonight, so I apologize. He's just swamped, but he's got a new assistant, so he's able to start catching up.
Right.
Who does review those?
JJ.
Okay, well, I don't expect there would be that much on it if you weren't out for any emergencies or anything. So,
No, I wouldn't expect it either.
yeah.
Maybe I'll poke him tomorrow, Devin. So it, because it sounds like it's ready. He's just waiting for somebody to look at it. So at
Yeah,
least
possibly. Yeah,
that's what
he
the email.
JJ was also on vacation all last week. He wasn't really on vacation, he was at a conference, so it's work vacation.
Right.
So maybe that's part of it.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, Curtis.
Yeah, there's nothing else.
Nope. Short
Thank
talk
you,
for
Curtis.
tonight.
Cool. Well, have a wonderful rest of your night.
You
Thanks.
too.
Okay, thanks. You too. Okay. I guess next on the list is the Treasurer and Office Report. So I got that treasurer's report out today. Our general fund checking account has $109,002.30. We have $413.49 of uncleared checks. So our register, QuickBooks register balance is $108,588.81. We had a total deposits of $23,889.50, total withdrawals of $11,875.93. And I believe that total deposits included in system development payment.
Yes.
Yes. And so also to note that was transferred today, didn't get it done before the end of the month, so our general fund checking account includes that $13,303 of that is now transferred. Our community center account had no changes. Our treasury account, our reserve fund account is at $88,181.52. Our total deposits, or basically the interest, was $361.84. And our system development fund account is at $76,423.85 with interest of $313.59. And then it will, as of today, it'll be richer by another $13,303. The AR balance sheet total is $19,256. And our QuickBook current assets are $255,230.97. Our accounts payable will be $7,379.80. And that is including the Highland payment for the basic fee for February, which sounds like we may not have any extra on that. Any questions?
I'd like to just add one more invoice to the payables.
Okay.
It's for H&R Block. I finally got an answer from her today, actually, for finishing up those year-end taxes for us. And it'll be $200.
Okay, great.
So I'd kind of like to include it in this batch of payments if possible. I
Yeah, I
can.
think that's you've got the invoice.
I'm going to get the invoice tomorrow.
Okay, well, you'll have the invoice by the time we sign a check, so if that's the case, I'm fine with adding that.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay. Any other questions about the treasurer's report? I have a few things also to announce, and well, I already did that. The 13,303 that was system development funds that was transferred to its home in the state banking account. the chlorination account did get closed last month because we had spent it out and it was at a zero balance. We also have a new SDC amount. We had
What is that?
System development charge for new
SDC. Okay.
SDC, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. The CCI last year, which is the construction cost index, went up by only 2.7%. So that added $359. So the new SDC amount for any new developments following it will be $13,662. And so we have a couple office things, but they might, well, one of them might need discussion. So we might want to finish up the treasurer's report. Someone want to make a motion to approve?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll second it.
Okay. Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
And I will vote yes, so that motion passes. And then approval to pay the bills?
I motion that we pay the bills.
I'll second.
Okay. Eileen?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
And Beth will vote yes. So motion passes. One thing to note is that Civil West did send us an email and said we're out of more freebies for their help in and they've done quite a bit, I think, past what we had already paid them to secure the FEMA grant and everything, so that we will have an invoice coming from them. The other item that has to do with the office is the proposal to move to Spectrum for our internet and phone. Is there any discussion on that?
I don't know about the phone. I do know, you know, we have them for Wi-Fi. I don't have them for phone or cable, but they do go down sometimes because of the stormy weather.
Right.
So that's one thing to consider. I don't know if our current provider has had any problems with that, but they don't seem like they're all that reliable.
No, you know, we've had a lot of problems recently. We've had trouble with the phone. We had trouble with the internet, and now we don't have any internet, and we haven't had it. And they haven't been real responsive. They've said they were going to come out, and then they don't.
You know, it was funny. I even asked the tech, because I was kind of upset with Spectrum because they raised my rates. And I asked the CenturyLink tech, I said, well, you know, what's your service? And he just gave me the look, like, don't even go there, because service is so bad. And
he probably catches a lot of grief.
I'm sure he does. So I've got Spectrum too. And at least when they do go down, you get notified right away, and you get notified when your service comes back up. So,
The other thing with CenturyLink is it's a DSL line, and that's like a tenth of the speed of a cable internet. So,
So anyways, we've been down. The phone was down for at least 2 weeks, and now the internet's been down for 2 weeks. So I'm going to call them and ask them to give us a credit. And they should give us a credit for an entire month, as far as I'm concerned. So,
Right.
but yeah, I really feel we need to make a change. So,
Yeah, so it would be a savings for the first year. It looks sounds like probably the second year would be about the same.
it's a little bit less.
A little bit less until they raise their prices, but
And the young man that came into the office, he was pretty confident that, if the rates did go up, if I called him, he could probably get them to go back down. So, it's
right.
just a game. So anyway,
Yeah.
so.
Okay, well, does someone want to move that make a motion that we switch or?
Well, I'll make a motion that we switch.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll second that. That we go ahead and make the switch from CenturyLink to Spectrum for our internet and our phone, since when they
And
bundle them together.
he said, as far as the phone, if we keep the phone that we have at the office, we don't have to worry about changing the message. Which is so that'll be nice, because
Right.
I updated that message. So anyways, I'm calling them tomorrow, you guys.
Okay, well, let's vote on it. Make it official here. I'll vote yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Motion passes. Okay. Update on roofing project.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's right. I was looking at those bids this
It
afternoon.
seems like people don't listen. Like I talked to them about, replacing the, and maybe they do listen, but they don't specify in their bids how many they're putting in. They just say to code, even though
Oh,
I
the vein,
told them it
yeah.
was. So, it's just I don't know. And then when P&G came out, he got up there and looked at the roof and he said, "This is a really nice roof and it's in good shape." But of course he's not looking at the part that was, where the tree hit it. He's looking at the other end. But, it's got a snow and ice barrier, and he said that, it looked good, but anyway, because Top Line had said if there's no plywood on the tongue and groove, if it went right into the tongue and groove, we'd have to put plywood on it, otherwise the warranty won't hold. And P&G said they didn't know that that was correct, that they do plenty right on tongue and groove. And they thought that it was just an upsell. But anyway, when he looked up there is plywood up there already.
That's
So,
what I thought it had, because
yeah.
maybe tore off that one side.
So anyway, we have two bids. And then I did not contact the old people, the two companies to see about, but I found DMB's bid, and it expired January 11th. It was for
Oh,
30
did
days.
it? I thought I'd looked and didn't see anything. Oh, yeah.
Yes, expires January 11th. So,
What
anyway,
about the
I'm
CB?
just.
Well, we could probably get a quick answer for the CB.
Yeah, and I couldn't even find the bid for the folks down in Waldport. I have no idea where that went.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it. I don't see anything right on the main bid sheet unless they gave us something else. They did that December 6th and the 8th.
Who are you talking about, Beth?
CB Roofing from Allport.
TV. Are they the ones that did the repair?
No, that
They
was
did
D&B.
just D&B, okay.
Right, and DB did is it DB?
DMB.
No, not BM, not BMB who did the repair, the one down in Waldport.
That's CB.
CB, geez. TNG, CB, DMB. They had done Lisa and Daniel's roof.
Right.
So
I didn't like C&B because they wanted to add so much just to do a couple events, like $1,000 or something, which I thought was a little outrageous.
well, and these two new bids that came in, Top Line and
Oh, yeah.
they're using Malarkey Vista 40-year,
Right.
and then P&G was with Owens Corning.
Owens Corning, which from my talking to people, they're real comparable with shingles. The Malarkey Vista and the Owens Corning is pretty much the same.
Yeah, so their bid was 12,955. Which
Yeah, that was a
one
lot.
was that? P&G
P&G and Top Line.
was 11,000.
Yeah, and I didn't like one thing really put me off on theirs is they've got listed to install painted aluminum drip edge.
Yeah, well, I
You
think that.
don't use aluminum here. You use stainless steel.
Yeah.
What was DMB's again? I know it's expired, but what was it?
The amount,
Yeah.
well, for the Owens Corning or the Vista was 10,350. So it was like slightly over the Walport people.
Yeah, that was nine something, right?
9,950 for their, they used Vista, but which is Malarkey. But I talked to Dave of DMB about the venting, and he was like, oh yeah, no big deal, you know. And I know I've watched dozens of people install those things, and you know, the pans themselves are not that much, and they take them 15 minutes to cut a hole with that. And put them on with a whole new installation. It's not a big deal. So I think we could I'd be willing to, you know, contact him and see what the
What
price
updated
would
figure
be
might be.
if it would.
So, can I ask you a question on? I must have left their bid on my printer, but can you tell me what kind of underlayment they had? Did they specify it?
Who?
DMB. You know, like the P&G, and this might be what's on there right now. Was the Owens Corning synthetic rhino underlayment?
Right.
That's what.
DMB just specifies ice and water shield around perimeter of roof and synthetic safeguard underlayment for the rest.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And stainless steel drip edge and flashing.
Okay.
Replace the vents where needed and agreed upon by customers. Yeah, and I kind of like that he specified, you know, that they're going to replace all the rubber pipe jacks
Yeah.
around the electric and the plumbing venting. the electric service post and the vent stacks. I don't know. And we've worked with him before, and
And that's kind of where I'm at too.
that would be my vote.
I think we should just call. I think we should call DMV, find out if their quote's still good, and if their quote is still good, I really think we should just pull the trigger and have them do the work.
Okay. If it was.
It might be a little more because we're 3 months away. 4 months away from when they bid it.
Yeah,
Well, it'd only be 2.7% more, right? For three
probably
months.
something like that.
No. If it were, is there a limit of if it were more, we'd still go with them? Like if it was 500 more, would that be okay?
Yeah, that's okay with me.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. It may be a little bit more regardless, depending on how many vents they put in. Isn't that true? Or is that part of their quote?
I believe it's part of their quote. I didn't, he. He includes it in there, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't specify a number, but it
No, and he
is.
was, you know, he and I were talking about it, and it's like, oh yeah, that's sure that's easy, you know, just plop a few more in there.
And do we have the funds?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah,
If not, we will by July 1st.
I think we've got the funds. We might have to.
Well, we'd have to do a.
Yeah, we might have to move something around a little bit. What do we have for? I mean, we obviously have the funds. We've got a chunk of money sitting in the bank, but we just need to move it or appropriate it or whatever we
Yeah,
need.
change the appropriation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got an extra 10,000 for our accountant CPA funds.
We've got, yeah, well, our building maintenance is only 2,000.
Yeah,
So,
we went down on that
yeah,
before.
we went down on that. I guess I was thinking that that was more. So,
But we also have, well, I'll have to see how much. I guess Sewell West is probably going to get busier. We have a chunk in the grant loan application, but we may be using some of that. But
well,
if it's
yeah.
just under our professional fees, we have 10,000 left from the accountant category, accountant CPA category. And that's, you know, till the end of June, and we've
Well,
got.
don't forget that we've got a check that we're cutting to the accountants for $4,500 in
Did
our.
we already pay them 5,000, or was that for last year?
Well, we paid them 5,000, but we owe them another 4,500.
Okay, so we have,
Keep that in mind.
yeah. So we have some there, and then perhaps loan fees. What else?
Well, that grant loan application, we're not going to go through all that.
Well, no, we shouldn't go through that much. We will go through some, though, with Civil West, their work.
Right, because they're going to send us a bill and we don't know how much it's going to be yet, do we?
Right.
So what if
Now,
that turned out to be a pretty good chunk?
but and then also we have 18,000 in the EPA survey that we haven't touched yet, and we will be using some of that, but.
You know, Kelly, Civil West has billed us in the past, and it's never real substantial. I think he's just looking for some reimbursement for the time that he spent doing some of these new spreadsheets for us.
Yeah.
So. I can't imagine that it's going to be thousands of dollars.
Right. And once our project actually starts, it should be covered under that money, as I would assume.
There's a little thing that came up on my screen from the heart to everyone when you have a chance, the Mullins, and then it disappeared. Did any of you see that?
I just saw
I they're in the waiting room.
This is Patty. The Mike and Janice are trying have been trying to join in the meeting. I don't know, maybe you can't see it. She just sent
I
me
can,
a text.
it's me, it's my
Oh,
fault.
okay.
I
That's all
wasn't
right.
watching the side. There's a sidebar that shows people are in the waiting room, and
Oh, okay. I'll tell her then.
oh, I got them in. They're connecting right now.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. So, where else do we have? I think between those couple of those categories, we could squeak out enough.
I think so. Yeah.
We're looking at a little over 10,000.
Yeah. Well, and there again, we've got that big chunk of money sitting in that EPA survey too, that I mean, I don't see us.
No, but that we were hoping to use that for meters if we didn't need it for this survey. But yeah, we have some there. I mean, we're not talking probably a lot.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay.
I think we will be too. Okay. I make a motion then that we contact DMB for a revised to see if the bid's still good or what it would be, and if it's not more than $500 more, then we go ahead with it.
Let's make it $700 more. Is that all right with people?
I'm okay with that.
Okay, 700.
That's still
Below
very.
everybody else except for the Waldport people.
Yeah. I make a motion to go with the DMB.
Wait, I think Beth motioned. Pardon
I
me?
just did. You want to second it?
Oh, I'll second
Okay.
it.
Okay, the motion is to go with DMB. Well, if their bid that expired in January is not more than $700, does not have more than a $700 increase. So, Kelly,
Yes.
Irene,
Yeah.
I mean, called you Irene again. And Beth, yes, the motion passes.
And Beth, you're going to contact them since you've already worked with them.
Yeah, he's in my phone.
Oh,
Okay.
I just want to say one thing that Don from P&G said was they would need to back their truck up on that concrete walkway that we have, and that there was a possibility that that walkway could break. So that might be something to talk to DMB about. Just the weight of their truck, because they back the truck and the trailer up to get all the debris
Right, I'm trying to
off the
remember
roof.
if Dave had any of that stuff up there when he was doing that repair work. I don't remember.
Yeah, just something to talk about, and if that happened, then we'd have to, think about that.
Right. Or they could put something down on it first too.
Well, yeah, I mean, Don said they would put plywood down, but still, he just wanted us to know that that was a, He was just a
Yeah.
very conscientious guy, that's all. Okay.
Okay, next on the agenda is an update on FEMA. We've had quite a few emails going back and forth recently. Drove me crazy re going through one of those threads. It's looking really good that FEMA is getting close, maybe even weeks away. And I guess thanks to Business Oregon, they knew someone at OEM, Oregon OEM and Emergency Management Division, which works with FEMA. And they were able to check on it and said it was really close. It's in the final stages of their approval process.
It sounds like that we might have to fill out another application for that other grant.
Yeah, for the cost share.
Yeah.
Yeah, gladly. That should be pretty simple, I'm assuming.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we're even more timely as our which I'll mention right now, our work session we have scheduled next week, next Tuesday with Civil West, to work on our approach for Business Oregon, since we'll be soon meeting with them as far as the loan process goes.
Plus, I think it'll be good to bring everybody kind of up to speed.
Right,
You
right.
know?
Yeah.
Us included. So, you know.
Yeah. So I don't know. Does anybody else have anything to add to that? It's still kind of a waiting game, but very encouraging. And
Yeah. Kelly, are you going to be able to, you'll be able to join us on that work session?
I hope so. I'm planning on it, unless I'm trying to get some referrals to OHSU. I'm not having a whole lot of success getting a hold of my new pulmonologist. So
Okay.
I don't, you know, I mean, I plan on doing that, but you know, my whole health thing right now, anything could,
Okay.
you know,
Okay.
I might have appointments or.
Sure. I hope you can join us, because I think for you
Oh, I have to join you. I mean, it's,
I think it would be good for you
yeah.
to, because you know it's kind of complicated,
It's
but
very complicated and,
yeah,
you
but
know.
it at least give you an idea, more so trying to read through all this stuff. So yeah, and Kevin is really, really nice to work with, so with Civil West. So, and so is Tim Gross. I don't know if he's going to be joining us, but yeah. So anyways, and then Beth, I'm assuming that if this all kind of plays out, then we have to go through the whole process of going before that board again. Is that correct?
No, it wouldn't be the board, but it would be like our meeting with Business Oregon, the regular staff that we had that time, probably.
No, you know, when we got all the rates and stuff and we had our little spiel, and then they basically said,
No, that only has to go before that board if the project's, you know, well, if it's over $3 million.
okay.
So would be only that, but you know, they're still hinting, as you probably noticed in one of their emails, that about trimming the project.
Yeah.
And
Okay.
I'm assuming that we will discuss that on the 19th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm sure I'll have more fun with their delightful spreadsheet that drove me crazy last year
That was a nightmare.
Well, and you know,
Yeah, same month I'll be doing taxes too, probably. So I'll be just really together after
we should chip in to get your taxes done, Beth.
Yeah. I
Everything
think
that
I
you
finally
owe
got
us.
all my 1099s. A couple of them came in the mail today, which, by the way, we have a new mail carrier, which is a kind of a side story, but maybe the mail will improve. Okay, so anything else on the FEMA and the project? I think anything else probably can wait for next week. So, move on to the next agenda item, which is appoint a budget officer. I forgot last time when we appointed the committee that we also, the board, needs to appoint a budget officer. And I nominate Eileen because she's already doing the work and she did a wonderful job last year and she's already got a budget message written up that's great. And
I thought we'd go ahead and appoint Lisa because she's not here.
oh, hey, we could do that.
I'll did you motion to appoint Eileen, Beth, or did you just say that you thought that we should?
Well, I think I did both, but no, I'll make a motion that we appoint Eileen.
Okay, I'll second it.
Do I have to agree? No.
Well, you should, so we don't go through all these motions for not, you know.
Do you
But
want to disagree? Do you want to do you want to not agree? I mean, I'm
I know. As long as Beth answers my emails and all my questions, I'll be fine.
right now I'll still well yeah well we're really kind of going to do this as a joint effort, so yeah. Okay, so the motion is made. Kelly?
Yeah, I seconded it. Oh, yeah. I'm voting yes.
You're voting yes, Eileen?
Yes.
And Beth will vote yes, so motion passes. Okay. Already mentioned that we're having the work session next Tuesday, and the Tuesday after that is our first budget committee meeting. Notice will be out in the paper. There's one notice on our website already, too, since we're required to do both. I'll also be sending out to the email group the typical notice with agenda and the link to attend.
And the paper that it goes in is at the Newport News Times.
Whatever they call it now, yeah.
Okay.
Do they still call it the News Times? Didn't they change the name?
It's the Lincoln.
Is
Yeah,
it Lincoln
not...
or Newport? Which one do you go with?
Well, no, they've merged, Kelly.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, it's the
Here's what I know.
is it the Lincoln Herald?
know, it's Lincoln something, yeah.
And they come out on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays only.
Yeah, and I actually got an email from her today, that they didn't see my email yesterday, so it's going to post on the 20th, which is, yeah.
We're posting a notice for a meeting on the 19th. That's,
No, this is the 26th.
okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is for the budget, not the work session.
Yeah, for the budget. Yeah, that's one that we either would have to mail or we can put it in the paper and put it on the website. And it's a short one. It's not like our other budget message, which can cost a couple hundred dollars to publish. So,
And it's a requirement. So,
yeah, it's a
budget.
required under the statutes. Okay, any other correspondence?
So.
I think the only thing we had was the community room request for a birthday party, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah,
We
yeah.
had a community member request, and I will let them know since I think everybody's on board with that. They can go ahead. It's on a date that no one else is using it. I think it was a Saturday, so. Special order of business board rolls. Officer rolls.
Yeah.
Did anyone have any additions or changes they would like to make to that officer roles document that I sent out some months ago? It defines the expectations of what the president, vice president, if we had one, we don't have to have one, secretary and the treasurer would do or be responsible for.
Yeah, should I just read it real quick?
Well,
Do you have it, Eileen?
she's seen it.
Okay. And I know that Lisa's not here. We were going to do this last month, and then we pushed it to this month.
Right.
It was last updated February 27th, 2021.
That was when I created it, and
Okay.
yeah,
But,
a few years ago.
okay, well, I don't have anything to add.
And I don't have it in front of me, Kelly, but I've read through it.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay, so now, do we have to do this now as a resolution or?
We should, if we want to adopt it as a policy. And I haven't, written up a resolution for that, but so we could write up that resolution and do it next month.
Okay. All right. So it looks good to those present. We'll write up a resolution and then we'll approve it next month, or we'll talk about approving it next month. Okay.
I think that's a good idea, Kelly.
And if anybody has anything they want to add to it, there's real extensive policies that some places have, but they're a lot bigger and they go into all kinds of stuff that I don't know that we really need, so.
I do have just one comment to kind of back up on the correspondence. There was some concern about posting the monthly potlucks.
Oh, right.
Oh yeah, I was going to bring that up under my comments, but yes,
Okay.
we can do that right now and it doesn't matter. That
Okay.
does.
The last one that was sent out, I personally thought that that was fine. It didn't mention anybody's names. It didn't mention any sort of an agenda. It just announced that there was a potluck.
The reminder, the
Yeah.
last reminder
Yep.
email.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so
Well,
I think I was comfortable with that. So I'm hoping that the rest of the community would be comfortable with that.
right. Well, I didn't send it to the people who did complain, and
Good.
we had two comments from
right
community members that about those emails. I was going to suggest that we allow people to opt out. I can set up a separate group for just community news.
Yeah.
In that email account.
I think that's a great idea.
And so it'd be one more email I have to send out to say, hey, if you don't want to get the you know, news about the potlucks and other community events that are held at the community center, let us know and we'll take you off the list for those and keep you on just the water district list.
Well, I can write it up, and if you show me how to post it, you know, send it out, I can do that.
Well, that would be a training session, so.
I guess the only other concern with all of this is that I hate to see one of us all of a sudden be responsible for things other than what we're already responsible for, unless you're okay with it. So that's my only other comment on that.
It's not a difficult and it's not very time consuming to send something out, especially if it's all written for you and you just have to spell check it basically. And, you know, so it's, and I don't think, you know, it's not going to happen that often.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if it was once a month thing, it's not a huge deal.
Yep. Okay.
But Kelly, that is something that both, you know, we talked about it in the past. It hasn't gotten done. I still would like to
me and Eileen.
Have both you and Eileen trained on both update, you know, the website, and someone else should be trained on at least one other, but why not both of you trained on how to do our news email thing. There's just a few tricks because you want to make sure to always be careful sending the emails out as BCC so that you're not sharing everybody's email with everybody else.
Right. All right. So we'll need to set a date for us three to get together to work on that.
Yeah. Have a little training. So think I should do that? Send out an email and say, if you don't want to receive these emails, let us know.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just think that you need to be very tactful with the emails that you send out, not, you know, just make them very general. So.
Right.
Which you did. So.
Yeah, I was careful this time to say where the water district is passing this message on from the potluck committee.
Yeah.
Which I didn't do on that other one that received the complaints, but.
Yep.
We live and learn. Didn't know someone would take it that way or think that we had handed over everybody's emails to someone else, which we didn't. So
yeah, and you know, people get a lot of email, so if they don't want to get something that they're not interested in, I think that's a legitimate.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. That's... Okay. So we have no ordinances, no resolutions ready. So it is time for public comments. Do we have any public comments? Don't see or hear any board member comments.
You know, I'm afraid to bring this up because I might have brought it up last time. and I just don't remember. My brain isn't working very good lately. Did I bring up last time about the annual water report and when does that come out?
Which, and you mean the water quality
Yeah,
report?
the water quality report.
I think you did, but that's okay.
Because does it is it just because it's for 2020, the last one's for 2022, and did you tell me that it's like it has to come out by June or something like that?
Yeah, so it'll be for 2023.
Right.
It's due by the end of June.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah, and Highland does that for us, and it's good to bring it up because it seems like we've been having to remind them that we need it.
Okay. I thought I remembered when I saw the piece of paper, but then I didn't know if I did or not. Okay. Really, I'm just.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
If not, then we could adjourn, I suppose. We have a work session coming up next Tuesday, the 19th, a budget meeting on the 26th, the following Tuesday. And then other than that, our next board meeting is April 9th.
Is Joni's going to pass out some color-coded cards.
I
So,
still have mine.
okay. Well, I've got a whole pack of them too, but I'm
Okay.
going to do that. And hopefully everybody will reply back to my email. So yeah, she was concerned. She just wanted to make sure everybody was on board with that. So
Right, and you got Pat's new email, right?
I saw your email. I've got to save hers. So yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Make sure everybody use that new one and
Yeah.
not
Did
the old one.
you
So,
see the email, Kelly?
what?
Did you see that email? Okay, good, good.
Okay, great.
Didn't I
Well,
respond to it?
Oh, I didn't see anything,
Oh,
but
I thought I did, but I'll double check. And if
that's
I do,
okay.
I will.
No worries. No worries. Wow, we're doing good, you guys. It's 6:58. I
This
know.
is good. So, if there's nothing else, I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 6:58.
Okay. Good night,
Okay.
everybody. Thank
Good
you.
night.
Have a good evening.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coming.